CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. The battle for the battleground states intensifies. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump courting those swing voters. CBS's Natalie Brand reports.
Harris spent Friday in parts of the Keystone State that have voted for Trump as she tries to appeal to moderate Republicans.
Next. On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield. Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And welcome to Camp Randall Stadium. Mike Heller with you as we get started. We've been waiting for this one for a while. It's been on the books since July 29th, 2019. That's when this home and home with Alabama was announced. 52 weeks from now, next September the 13th, the Badgers will play in Tuscaloosa, Nick Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Today, it's the ultimate non-conference test. Fourth-ranked Alabama is here for the first time since a 24-hour train ride back in 1928. This is the first of three home games against currently ranked top 10 opponents. Number 8, Penn State, comes in on October 26th. Number 9, Oregon, comes in on November 16th. The Badgers are 2-0. They have been at their best in the fourth quarter. Today, many hope that they'll have a chance when we get to the fourth quarter. So what's the recipe for an upset? For one thing, the other team has to cooperate to some level. So what do the Badgers have to do? The man with the answers is Matt LePay. Matt, welcome in. This is players talk about this is what they come to University of Wisconsin for, is an opportunity like this. Coaches say, yeah, this is – but – I mean, it's that way for all of us, fans and broadcasters alike. This is cool.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, the excitement level around the Madison area, and I would imagine across the state of Wisconsin for this game. There are a lot of Wisconsin football alums are here today. They're going to honor Ron Dayne today, the 25th anniversary season of him setting the NCAA rushing record, winning the Heisman Trophy in a back-to-back championship run for the Badgers. Down on the field recording some stuff with Luke Fickell on Wednesday, and Hunter Waller comes over and, you know, just says hello, and he said, I'm ready right now.
Yeah.
This was Wednesday afternoon at like 4:30, whatever it was. And I think Hunter speaks for everybody in this team. You want to test yourself. Luke Fickell has talked about it. You measure yourself against the very best. See where you are. They got 9 more games after this, but this is the kind of game that Wisconsin, you know, wants to play in and wants to prove that it belongs with the upper echelon teams in the sport.
Hunter Waller also said this earlier this week. He said, quote, you can't lie to yourself and say that it's not different when you play a team like Alabama on your home field. And there's an opportunity cost that's at play today. There is an opportunity to establish who you are now under Luke Fickell in his second year. The opposite of that opportunity is not a great thing. So that's one. There are two elements that are at play today: the opportunity to show and the opportunity to not.
Yeah, we in this industry we laugh at ourselves a lot. Doesn't matter if it's college football or the NFL. I mean, what is it? Overreaction Monday.
Yes,
we talk about the final judgments because we all know the Packers are done. You know, they lost their opener, so forget it. And even more so in college with the 12-game regular season. I mean, in a few hours, if Wisconsin does something magical today, the national view of the program changes.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then it's like they're put back into the corner, and they focus again on the Blue Bloods. I'm interested, Mike, in the rest of this month. I mean, obviously today is great interest. We'll see how things unfold. But then, as I mentioned, they've got a long way to go, and in 2 weeks they're playing at USC. Yeah. So you go back-to-back Blue Bloods separated by a bye, and whatever happens today, good, bad, or in the middle, they're going to be judged again in 2 weeks. But this is, I mean, make no mistake, this is the kind of game that could get Wisconsin back on a national map, because it is not on one right now. But with the schedule being what it is in the Big Ten, and even nationally with a limited number of, quote, marquee games, you do something today, and all of a sudden the nation's eyes start to look at you once again.
When we look at it, as you prepared for this, Wisconsin played Alabama in the kickoff classic in 2015 at AT&T in Dallas. Paul Chryst first game, yep, as the head coach. Game was lopsided, not as lopsided maybe as it could have been. Where's the biggest gap? Is it with what Alabama does defensively, or?
I think the gap, Mike, what makes Alabama so good in Georgia, and you go back last year in Michigan, trenches.
Yeah.
Offensive, defensive lines. I remember talking to folks years ago about this. I mean, teams will have skilled players. Teams could have really good quarterback play, or certainly good enough winning play at the position, but you need to be able to get it done offensive and defensive lines. It looks like Alabama's getting healthier in that regard and could put its five best players on the field today. Defensively, the Tide has a ton of depth on the defensive line and a linebacking core. Maybe we'll see a better group this year. I'm not certain, because those dudes can run. You know, they're big, they're chiseled, they cover a lot of ground. And to me, that's the difference between the teams that were playing in the old four-team semifinal and will likely be the last four standing. How good are you up front?
Wisconsin's ability or inability to slow, or, well, slow might be best case scenario, slow down their rushing attack, because they can run from the running backs and they can run from the quarterback position, and that's a pretty lethal combo.
Yeah, it was interesting last week. I mean, they broke through. They broke it open late. Jam Miller had, I think, more than half of his yards in the fourth quarter of that game, where he broke a couple of long runs. But Milrow, he's one of those quarterbacks where defensively you could feel like you're doing everything right, and he's still going to hit you for 30.
Yeah.
With his feet. You know, he can throw it. It looks like the type of quarterback who can make all the throws. But he is someone that, when he needs to, can pull it down and run. You ideally, I don't think the game plan is any different today than anybody who faces Alabama. You want to keep him contained, keep him in the pocket as much as possible. But there are those who follow this sport with no dog in the fight who will tell you that Jalen Milrow, is athletically gifted as anyone in college football. But by the way, if you've ever listened to him talk, he's an impressive young man too. He got benched early last year, and instead of pouting about it and thinking about going into the portal, he came back and played extremely well and got a fair amount of Heisman votes.
Yeah.
That speaks very highly of this guy.
It's funny that that's happened before at Alabama.
A time or two.
Yes.
A time or two. You hang around, and good things can happen for you. So, I mean, it's been such a well-run program under Nick Saban, and now, you know, Kalen DeBoer does things a little bit differently. But the dude's 106-12 as a head coach,
yeah,
so that would suggest
good
that he kind of knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's a big game. Obviously, it's got a Fox presence here. That crew, the Big Noon Kickoff crew, has been here for a few days, and it's been a minute for Wisconsin to be, and you've talked about that just a few minutes ago, to be in this setting, and that's good for the fan base, good for the university, good for Mac, and then we'll find out what the 60 minutes looks like when they play it.
Well, I know Paul Chryst used the word opportunity a lot, and I think most coaches, this is what this is for Wisconsin, a massive opportunity to show that it is on its way back. Final judgments will be made, I'm sure, on,
yep,
social media,
yep, yep,
mid-afternoon, and then they'll re-rack and do it all over again. But this is the chance. This is what you've been working towards, and they know they're going to play a lot better than they have in the first two games. We've already seen a lot of strange things in college football,
yeah.
And we're at week three, so let's keep an open mind and see what happens.
Talking to Sean Frazier of Northern Illinois, who's up for this, and they're at the center of that strange things can happen in the college game universe.
Yeah, and I'm so happy for Thomas Hammack. Talked to James White, who helps out in player development down there, just kind of chips in when he can. And Thomas's message was, you know, we didn't need luck. You know, he really drives home about how they do things the hard way. And it was great. It was great to see it. And they have a bye, so they've been able to, you know, kind of milk this a little bit in terms of public attention, national attention. And to that, I say good for them and keep it going.
Last one for you on this, and you'll get to more of this later when Mark joins you in about 50 minutes' time. But there's always the a sense of you don't want the players to make too much out of it. They've known about this. They haven't talked about it until after the game last week. But I noticed in post-game interviews that I did last Saturday that the players were the ones that brought up now Alabama. And I'm sure that the coaches have said we've got to make sure that they don't get two?
Yeah, I think it's like don't try to be superhuman.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to play exceptionally well. We're going to fans of the Badgers are going to need their team to play the best it's played in a long time. But it's still, it's fundamentals. It's not, it's protecting the football. It's not committing penalties. You know, it's not getting into, you know, first and 20 or second and 15, that kind of thing. You know, stay on schedule as best you can. It still comes down to those type of, you know, those type of deals that to give you the best chance to win. But even Fickell has said, look, this is big. We're not going to just say, oh, it's another game,
right.
Because it isn't, and everybody here knows it.
Really good stuff, Matt. Matt and Mark will take over at the top of the hour. Coming up next, we continue on the Badger pregame show. We'll hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, visit with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. But when we continue, we'll take a look at the Crimson Tide of Alabama. With the voice of Alabama, Chris Stewart, he joins me next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
So here we go, game day at Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin and Alabama. The kick just after 11:10 this morning. I've said this a few times on my statewide talk show this week. I want to give you an idea how dominant Alabama football has been, just in case you didn't know. For the past 16 years or so, Alabama began the 2008 year ranked number 24 in the AP. They opened with a 34-10 win over then number 9 Clemson. Since that win, the Crimson Tide have not been ranked lower than number 17 in the AP poll. That's 263 consecutive AP polls, not rated below number 17. The Tide is the only team to be ranked in the top 25 in every poll since 2008. They're fourth ranked now, the Crimson Tide in Madison, for the first time since 1928, and just the third all-time meeting between these two schools. The last one was the kickoff opener in 2015 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, well, in Dallas, Arlington, one of those little northern suburbs of Dallas. We welcome in Chris Stewart, the voice of the Crimson Tide. One thing that I've noticed throughout the week, Chris, as we got to Thursday or so, this game means a lot to Alabama fans because there's a ton of them that have made the trek up, because it's not something you guys do or the SEC or Big Ten does all that often, is play in the other team's home stadiums, a lot of neutral site games.
You're right, and that was the trend for two decades, to play those, and you make a lot of money. Good destination places, NFL stadiums ordinarily, but that had somewhat run its course, and I say this, it's a very good thing, because you were still playing in those venues, similar type venues, I should say, by the time you got to a playoff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're playing 3 to 4 neutral site games a year as opposed to just the one. So the novelty, to a degree, wore off, and I'm glad that we've cycled to this. It's exciting. It's been fun to have a front row seat for all of it, and very, very exciting. I did the sidelines for years and worked as a broadcast host before I joined Eli Gold as the co-voices last year, and even filled in for him too before when he was ill. And then this being my first full season, how fantastic to come to Camp Randall and have a chance to jump around at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Like everybody else, really looking forward to that. Just hope that the joint's not jumping at that point, that it's not as tight as I'm afraid it's probably going to be. This is a really good Wisconsin team. The physicality, we know, can cause some problems. And if you get into a slugfest with them, then you're in for a long day.
Chris, what have you noticed? I'm sure you've been asked this the first couple of weeks. What's been the difference with Kalen DeBoer? You've been around Nick Saban for a long time, and he had tremendous, ridiculous levels of success, monumental levels of success. Kalen DeBoer has had that same success in a smaller sample set.
Sure.
What's been the difference that you've noticed?
You know, I think the personalities are very different. Coach Saban, again, I'm real clear, as I've gone around on the speaking circuit all summer long and early fall in telling Alabama fans, none of what I'm about to say is meant as disrespect towards either gentleman.
Yeah.
But Kalen DeBoer is a normal human being. And now that he's retired, so too is Nick Saban.
Sure.
But the Coach Saban was a machine.
Yeah.
And Coach DeBoer, his approach, his demeanor is very different. His desire to win is no less. His track record, albeit much of it at a lower level, which, look, I actually have been around NAIA athletics a good bit. I went to a school in University of Montevallo, just south of Birmingham, that was an NAIA program the 4 years I was in school. It's now Division II. But then I did Birmingham Southern basketball, baseball for 8 years. I've been around high-level NAIA athletics and much smaller staffs, but great coaching,
yeah,
great athletes,
yeah,
going against programs that are in a similar vein, and privileged to be a part of national championships at both the NAIA and NCAA Division I levels. And the core part of it that it takes to win, there's very little difference.
Yeah,
there, it really is. The interest, the conversation, the size of the staffs and the external things, but between the lines of competition, bigger, faster athletes, obviously Division I, but the concepts of what it takes to win and be a champion are very much the same, and it's why I'm so excited about Kalen DeBoer, who has coached in leagues such as the Big Ten, who has won championships. The Pac-12 was as good as it had been
last year.
And to win that and to get to the title game that we had, you know, we're a minute away from being in ourselves.
Yeah.
Very impressive. So it's a wonderful time. And again, for those that look back, and it's easy to do, to point to Coach Bryant's era coming to a close, and when Ray Perkins came in, and there were some seasons with his departure to the NFL, Bill Curry could never get everybody to buy in. There were periods there where it was a challenge and it didn't look like Alabama. And then certainly after Gene Stallings' departure, very similar. Here's what's different. There's absolutely no drop-off whatsoever in the program. Again, Nick Saban's last year, he's in the national semifinal and a minute from playing for a national championship. He's being replaced by the man who did play in the national championship.
Yeah.
And you've got most of, although not all of the roster back, but most back. It was a roster that was perceived to be top five in the country, which is plenty fine from a starting standpoint. This is not the old days where you better be in the top 10 or you may have a really tough time getting into that two-team championship game situation. They're in a good spot. You got to take care of business, but a tough, tall order of businesses here today in Madison.
Chris, let me finish on this. Give me 1 minute on your quarterback, on Jalen Milroe. Give me 1 minute on what Wisconsin fans who maybe haven't paid close enough attention, what they see in this kid.
An improved passer, certainly from he's a light years in 12 months. But I think even from the end of last year where he was just outside of the group that got invited to the Heisman ceremony is tremendously improved. He is a far better passer in the intermediate game than he was. That was a weakness. Throws a deep ball about as well as anybody, but the deep ball for him can be with his legs as well.
Yeah.
Alabama's got three great running backs, with him being one of them. And this is a wonderful young man who has worked hard, improved, and has truly taken on a leadership role in all facets for this team, and he's a guy that's easy for Alabama fans to pull for.
Well, we've been looking forward to this. I think you have, too, for a long time. Let's go and have some fun today with a big-time college football atmosphere.
Cheese curds as good as advertised.
There you
I
go.
Have eaten my share and more in the last 2 days.
That,
great
baby,
to see you, man.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Chris. Coming up next, our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, as we hear from the athletic director, Chris McIntosh. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mike Keller back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin, and Alabama kickoff today at 11:10. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub Lotsa Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Head coach Luke Fickell squaring off with Alabama for the second time. His last meeting was in the College Football Playoff 2021, Cincinnati and Alabama in the Cotton Bowl. It was a 27-6 Alabama win. With the first and only non-Power 5 program to make the playoff, Luke Fickell and Cincinnati. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LePay.
Our Minutes with Mac, our chat with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, as always, presented by Evans Transportation. Well, there are 1,001 reasons why home football games are special. You got Alabama here today and the celebration of Ron Dayne, the all-time career rushing leader in NCAA history, 25th year anniversary celebration. Part of what's going to make today special, right?
There are 7,125 reasons to be excited today. It should be an awesome day. Obviously, there's an electricity in the air and an opponent like Alabama coming to Camp Randall. But if that's not enough, to be able to recognize Ron and the achievement of his college career and relive or celebrate one of the most historic moments in Camp Randall, that'd get anybody excited.
But Barry Alvarez always talked about the best players play big in the biggest games, and that goes for all of you guys in those days, back-to-back Rose Bowl champions, and anybody who was here, and probably a few million more who weren't, but will claim to be here in that November day when you guys paved the way and Ron broke the record in a vintage Ron Dayne run, right?
Yeah, yeah, a little zone off to the right side, and it had a little physicality attached to it as well, and it was vintage, and it was a magical day that day. There were, big stakes on the line, a conference championship and another trip to the Rose Bowl on the line, obviously that record and the Heisman implications. And the celebration in and around that moment, including the streaker that ran through our huddle, are things of lore now. So it was a great day.
Part of the Camp Randall 100, I believe, the streaker. And by the way, he has always claimed that at the end of the first quarter, Brooks Bollinger actually had more rush rushing yards than Ron, and Ron wasn't real happy about that. I'm thinking he's half kidding, but maybe only half kidding, right? Brooks should take great pride in that.
He should.
That is Chris McIntosh, and that is today's Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. When our pregame show continues, we'll have our Badgers in the NFL update. It is brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The Racine Civic Center and the Laughs on the Lake Comedy Series present Chastity, Washington, Friday, September 20th at Racine's Memorial Hall, 72 7th Street.
Don't get me wrong, I love the children I work with, but they are horrible human beings.
Chastity on BET and the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
That's okay, because that's why I love Dodgeball Day Friday.
Joining Chastity are Mike Atchison and Elijah Holbrook. Don't miss the hilarious Chastity Washington Friday, September 20th at Racine's Memorial Hall. For tickets, go to the events page of festivalpark.com.
WRJN is your home for local news and timeless hits. And every Saturday from 10 to 2, Terry Havel brings you Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's a great reminder of what the roots of rock and roll were really all about from the 50s, 60s, into the 70s. From 10 until 2, Terry has the stories, the facts, some of the fiction, and always great trivia that goes along with rock and roll. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday, 10 to 2 on WRJN.
With you at Camp Randall Stadium, Wisconsin, and Alabama will kick at 11:10. They'll open the gates here momentarily. As I was walking in this morning, I noticed that the student section lineup gate was already busy, active at about 7:30, a pretty good crew, so maybe we'll get them in earlier today. This is an atmosphere that we've been waiting for. Time for the Badgers in the NFL update. It is brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. With our Badgers in the NFL, here's Nick Brusewitz.
It was the Badgers linebacker takeover in week one of the NFL season. Starting in Brazil, Zach Bond made the most of his opportunity as the Eagles' primary interior linebacker, recording a team-high 15 tackles, including two sacks, bringing down Malik Willis in the game's final moments.
Final 3 seconds from Brazil. Willis slips. Willis steps up. Goes down! Game ender! Who else but Zach Bond?
courtesy of Peacock, the Eagles won the game 34-29. Over in Chicago, the Bears were able to pull off a come-from-behind 24-17 win over the Titans, and former Badger T.J. Edwards compiled 15 tackles, including two for a loss, while also recovering a fumble in the fourth quarter.
That gets knocked away from Levis by Darrell Taylor. Loose ball.
From Fox. Down in Atlanta, TJ Watt was up to his typical hijinks, spending a lot of time in the Falcons' backfield recording a walk-off sack to bring the game to a close.
Only 60 yards of offense for the Falcons since halftime, and Cousins is sacked. Guess who? TJ Watt putting an exclamation on this one.
That highlight from Fox as the Steelers pulled off an 18-10 victory in week one. Lastly, in New York, making his Vikings debut, linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle finished his day with four tackles, including a sack, while once again finding himself in the middle of a highlight play with this pick six in the third quarter.
It's been really, really tough for the Giants offensively.
Bunch formation to the right.
Oh!
On the call in the Meadowlands as Van Ginkle secured his second career interception for a touchdown and third career defensive touchdown overall in the Vikings 28-6 victory over the Giants. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Up next, a look around the Big Ten as our pregame show continues. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Well, the gates are now open at Camp Randall Stadium as they begin to file in for an epic tilt here today. Wisconsin and Alabama will kick just after 11 o'clock, 11:10 to be precise. Even with the 2-0 start, the Badgers are not all that close to being ranked in the top 25 yet. The Big Ten is well represented entering this weekend's game. Ohio State ranked number 3. Penn State is 8th. Oregon is 9th. USC, that's the Badgers' next opponent 2 weeks from today. After a bye week, they're ranked 11th. Michigan fell to 17th after their loss to Texas. Nebraska enters the top 25 for the first time in a while. They're at 23. The games today, 11 a.m. kicks outside of this one. Arkansas State is at Michigan. Central Michigan is at Illinois. 2:30 kicks. Oregon and Oregon State, the rivalry game typically at the end of the year is early now. Oregon and Oregon State at 2:30. Number 18, Notre Dame, tries to recover. They're on the road in West Lafayette taking on Purdue. Michigan State home to Prairie View A&M. Minnesota home to Nevada. And the Apple Cup, Washington State and Washington will play at 2:30 today. At 3 o'clock, Iowa tries to erase the memory of their loss to Iowa State. They're home with Troy. At 6:30, number 23, Nebraska, into the top 25. They're home with Northern Iowa. UCLA and Indiana will play in Pasadena. That is a Big Ten game. That's 6:30 tonight. Northwestern is home with Eastern Illinois and Maryland and Virginia. That wraps up the Big Ten schedule on this Saturday. After the break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows, and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
inching closer, about 90 minutes from kickoff here at Camp Randall. A little less than that as we get closer to Wisconsin and the Crimson Tide of Alabama. During the game, the 25th anniversary of Ron Dayne's Heisman Trophy season will be honored. During his iconic career, Dayne rushed for 7,125 yards. 7,125, a number that still ranks as the most by any player in Division I history. But there is a dumb however part, according to the NCAA record book. He's considered second all-time behind San Diego State's Donnell Pumphrey because they don't count bowl games prior to 2002. Silly. So that's part of today. We're going to honor Ron Dayne. He was just on Fox Noon's Big Kickoff show in front of the Kohl Center earlier today. Let's welcome in Patrick Herb, because we talk about hoopla that surrounds a game. Part of it that is added to today is the celebration of one of the great running backs in the history of the game and the most yards ever on the ground, 7,125 for Ron Dayne.
Yeah, during the offseason, we were planning when we wanted to recognize and celebrate the 25th anniversary, and the Heisman Trophy Trust wanted to come and be part of a celebration as well. And we thought, what better way than to do it against Alabama? Yeah. I mean, it's our biggest stage. We knew that we'd have all this attention. Alabama has a storied Heisman history. And we strategically messaged around that and used this as an opportunity to kind of bang that drum that Ron is the all-time leading rusher, despite what record books may say, and to plant Wisconsin's flag as RBU, Running Back University, trademark on that, by the way. Alabama probably thinks they have that because they've had some decent running backs too, but yeah. We're using it as a way to message and as a way to kind of plant that flag and use this as just a great celebration. In fact, Ron had a chance to go yesterday to the running backs room and stop by the team when they were meeting and say hello to all the guys on this year's team and bring them a RBU t-shirt. And it was cool for Ron to be able to connect with those guys because he hasn't met some of them, but also for them to kind of see this living legend come back and hear his message about joining that fraternity here.
Oh, and he was with Mark Ingram on the morning show with Fox Big Noon Kickoff just a little bit ago. Let me talk about conditions here, Patrick, on this field. There's a light cloud cover kind of rolling in that might help a little bit, but it's going to be a warm day for a college football game here today.
It is. When you know it, we bring a team up here from the south and finally get them, and it's going to be hotter here than in Tuscaloosa today.
Yeah.
The high here is 83. Tuscaloosa at 79. So, I mean, this team has practiced in August. They know heat is fine. You do want to watch out for cramping, and you hope that that's not something that will affect the game. And then they've got the air-conditioned benches and all of those things. So it's probably not going to have an impact, but I do find it humorous that it's warmer here today than in Alabama.
Well, the availability report came out just a bit ago. Let's talk about injuries as it relates to Wisconsin. Riley Nowakowski is listed on that, and some people are wondering about Tawee Walker.
Yeah, in general, Wisconsin is in a pretty decent spot. Tawee Walker's not on the availability report. Neither is Quincy Burroughs. So that's two offensive weapons that they didn't have last week. Burroughs hasn't played yet this season, and so I'm not sure how much they'll get out of him, but he is available for the first time, which is valuable. The other one to me is Xavier Lucas, the defensive back, the freshman that everybody's so excited about. He got injured late in that game against South Dakota when he had kind of a fluky circumstance. He hurdled a camera guy running off the sideline, slipped on the concrete and kind of ran into a wall that we've never seen any player come close to before. Well, I'm happy to report that wall is now padded for moving forward. But he's good to go. So that's another one that we were kind of holding our breath on last week a little bit. So Riley Nowakowski is kind of the big one that we'll have to keep an eye on during warmups. And then also Tawee Walker. Yeah, he's available, but he's got that big knee brace on, and we'll see how he's moving and if they can get much out of him today. I don't know the answer to that just yet.
Patrick, two more questions for you. One, you've been around here for a while, so you've seen the big atmospheres, right? I mean, this isn't new to have a significant team come in. I know it's in the conference, but Ohio State here last year for a night game.
Yep.
You know, we've had a ton. But I want to get your impression of what you've seen from an SEC school visiting here for the first time since 1971. That was LSU. Alabama did it in 1928. But there is a lot of crimson walking around Madison, around State Street, around Camp Randall yesterday and today. This game is big for them, too.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, this is a bucket list game for their fans and something that this was announced 5 years ago, and our fans got jacked about it. I promise their fans did as well. And the Badgers will make that trip to Tuscaloosa Tuscaloosa next year, and I'm sure Wisconsin will be very well represented in that one. So part of the contract agreement was that each school gets 4,000 tickets in the opposing venue. That's a much bigger number than a normal road team would have, but that was part of the agreed upon contract. So, but I promise you there's going to be more than 4,000 Alabama folks here today, and just their travel party alone is almost 300. They brought a 30-piece band, and if you were around the stadium at all yesterday, which I know you were at Bucky's Locker Room, it was just a constant stream of Alabama fans wanting to get a peek at the stadium and just kind of be around the atmosphere even a day early. Yes, we've had big games here at Camp Randall, but the hoopla, the energy around this, it's right up there probably on the short list of biggest ones I've been a part of.
And last one, I know I talked to Matt LaPay about this earlier on the broadcast today, but it's also something that the coaches are aware of. They don't want the players to make too much of it. And Hunter Waller said, we're not going to hide from it. This is different. But there's also the fear of making it too big of a deal and not playing the logo and the name on the other side, but playing the team on the other side.
Yeah, I think you said that right. There's certainly a balance, and they're not hiding from it. Coach Fickell's speeches to the team several times have referenced, look, we know this is a big week. We know we've got a big game in front of us. So let's get that out in the open. Let's acknowledge that. But this game is more about Wisconsin than it is Alabama. That's their message, that they won't be able to win this game if they don't do what they do well. And so that's kind of been how he's trying to keep them grounded, of focus on us, like you said, not the logo on the other team. And then I think the other thing is he wants them to be able to play a little bit free, and that's going to mean taking some chances. We haven't seen it much in those first two games, but I'd be pretty surprised if they don't try to open things up a little bit and take some chances, take some risks. As they like to say, let it fly.
Yeah, going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. We have been for a long time. Patrick, thank you.
Thank you.
When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. I can tell you UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Stay tuned. It is Jesse Temple of The Athletic coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback love for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Once again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. The Crimson of Alabama is here. They're going to wear their all-whites with the Crimson helmet. Alabama and Wisconsin. Jesse, you put together, Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins me as he does weekly on the pregame show. You put together a piece. I imagine you had time to put this one together 96 years ago about the last time Alabama came here on a 24-hour train ride. I know the New York Times piece that you linked to earlier this week calls this the biggest non-conference game in Camp Randall history that Wisconsin has hosted. I mean, this has been... significant. It's been 5 years.
Went back and looked through history. They've played 10 top 10 opponents from non-conference teams at Camp Randall Stadium since the AP poll came out in 1936. They're 1-9 in those games. The only win was 50 years ago against Nebraska, and it's obviously a different era now, and if Wisconsin should happen to win this game, then all of a sudden the Badgers are in the college football playoff picture, and it changes the trajectory of this program in year two under Luke Fickell.
Matt LePay and I talked about this yesterday on my show, and one of those visits was back before Barry got here. Miami came to town. I think it was 48-3 Miami won that game. Wisconsin led 3-0. Colorado was also in during the Barry run, you know, home and home. Not very successful in that situation. So what is it about this matchup today? What would Wisconsin have to be doing well to have people stick after jump around?
Well, I think they need to clearly be more consistent than they have been through the first two weeks. You can take either side of the ball. You can take special teams. This is going to require the best effort Wisconsin has put together since Fickell got here. That probably goes without saying. Offensively, they've been able to string together some long drives. They've had 6 drives of 13-plus plays, haven't necessarily had a ton of red zone success in turning that into touchdowns. I think they're going to need a handful of big plays, explosive plays to change the game. And defensively, you can't give up big plays, because the last thing you want to do is be playing against Alabama on your heels, down by a score or two, and it takes the Camp Randall Stadium crowd out of the game.
One of the things Alabama does exceptionally well is run the football, and they do it from the running back and the quarterback position. What's that biggest challenge that Mike Tressel's defense has to slow that?
I think there were questions coming into this season about what Wisconsin's run defense would look like. Those questions continued after James Thompson Jr. suffered an injury that changed what they had on the defensive line. But you're right. They've got to be stout. They can't allow Jalen Milroe to just stand back there and to do whatever he wants. Their top two running backs are averaging 9.2 yards per carry. Yeah. And Milroe, by the way, is a Heisman Trophy candidate who's got 4 rushing touchdowns, 5 touchdown passes, and no interceptions.
This is an opportunity game. I'm going to be the other side of it just for a moment. It's an opportunity game for Wisconsin. But the opposite of that opportunity is exposure. If Alabama comes in here and has their way, is that fear real?
I think the fear is real from the fan base. I do not believe that is in the conversation at all with the players. Right. I had a chance to talk to them this week. Obviously, they have tremendous respect for Alabama. And Luke Fickell said this immediately after the win against South Dakota. What program has been better in the last 20 years? None. Yeah. It's Alabama. Right. They are the gold standard, even though they've got a new coaching staff. But this team can't fear them. I don't think they do. They view this as a chance to really prove themselves, like you're talking about. I was talking to Hunter Wohler and Riley Nowakowski, two in-state kids who grew up understanding this program. They were talking about potentially playing in this game when they were still in high school, because as you said, the game was agreed upon in 2019. That does not happen for basically any other team.
Right. They did a good job of, and I think media, we weren't going to ask him about it either, but it was the players that I noticed last week post-game after South Dakota. It was the players that brought up Alabama as much as I did as an interviewer, so they were aware of it. As soon as that game went final a week ago, Bama week started.
Yeah, it certainly did from a coverage standpoint. Yeah. I was right there asking about Alabama, but it's understandable. This team is number four in the country, and like you said, this is a measuring stick opportunity where if they win, it changes a lot of things. And I think to the point we were discussing earlier where what the perception is outside the program, Wisconsin is 16 and a half point underdog. If you go back through the archives, that's the biggest home underdog they've been since maybe the second year under Barry Alvarez. Yeah. So not many people believe in Wisconsin. Every week or every season you have that mantra where people say nobody believed in us. This is one of those real instances.
Big chip on their shoulder in that regard. Let me ask you about the offense before we wrap here. Tyler Van Dyke, the running game, Chez, what you're going to do with the second running back, we'll find out as we get closer to game time here. What does this offense have to be able to do? What can they do against Alabama?
Well, I think they have to blend what they've done the first 2 weeks, being more physical, with having a handful of explosive plays. I wrote about this week, Mike, but they rank 133rd out of 134 FBS teams in explosive play rate, and that is defined as a 12-plus yard run or a 16-plus yard pass. Only 9 out of 150 plays have fallen under that category in the first two games, and they just need to be able to hit that, but they also want to establish their physical identity. So I think they are still searching for an identity, and the key in this game is blending those two.
The recipe for an upset is, I think, consistent in sport. The other team has to cooperate, so Alabama can't be at their very best, because if they are, I think we know what would likely happen.